And it's hard to remember that we can just rehearse and pretend like the mics aren't here.
Yeah.
Which is actually what I want. I want us to get to the point where the mics are so natural, we forget about them and just rehearse.
Yeah.
And then I go back later and pick and choose. And then when we get on stage, the mics are...
They're just there.
Yeah. They're second nature.
I want headset mics at some point.
Those look so douchey.
Those are so douchebag.
That's what the High Kings use.
Yeah, and they're kind of douchebags.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Is that recorded? Good, like it's recorded.
We just called the High Kings douchebags.
Just called the High Kings douchebags.
I like them, but...
They're douchebags.
They are overproduced douchebags.
They totally sold out.
They are overproduced. I'll say overproduced.
They totally sold out.
I can't say douchebags.
Check out some of their early stuff. It's pretty good. But they totally sold out.
Fucking hipster. Shut up.
They totally sold out.
Well, I was listening to the High Kings before, you know, they were born, so.
You know.
Yeah.
I got an advanced copy.
I was listening
vinyl.
To the High Kings before I was born.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Shit. That's spiritual, man. That's
yeah.
Deep. Dude, I got the advanced copy on vinyl.
Man.
Just saying.
I got the advanced copy on phonograph.
I got the advanced copy on clay tablet.
Damn,
it's pretty cool. Yeah,
I hear that like if you run a wax representation of that backwards, you can actually get superior sound quality to CDs.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
It's true. They're heavy though, about 3-4,000 pounds a piece.
Dude, but nothing beats it, right?
Nothing beats it
I mean,
at all.
You can't
no,
you can't get better than clay tablet sound.
No. Yeah.
I'm just saying. I heard it when it was still word of mouth. I just, you know.
Actually, listened to the High Kings before they were doing music. It was just a few like you know the vibrations of their molecules and stuff. I mean, it's not a big deal.
No. I think the best of the High Kings were in those first moments after the Big Bang when the laws of physics hadn't quite settled down yet. Because you got that rush that you just can't get nowadays.
Yeah. I listened to the High Kings in the parallel bubble universe.
Man, I couldn't make it to the parallel bubble universe.
Yeah,
I've heard it's hot.
You had to have been there. It's just one moment in space time, so it's like you can't go now. But it was when I was there. It was pretty okay, I guess.
Let's do B-Swing again.
Right.
Brad, I really hope the mic.
I was 18 when I came to town. They call it the summer of love. Burning babies, burning flags, the Hawks against the Doves. I took a job at the steaming, way down on Calsom Street. And I fell in love with a laundry girl who was working next to me. Brown hair zigzagged around her face in a look of half surprise. Like a fox caught in the headlights, there was animal in her eyes. She said, young man, now can't you see I'm not the factory kind? And if you don't take me out of here, I'll surely lose my mind. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child. She was running wild. She said, so long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. You wouldn't want me any other way. We bust around the market towns, fruit picking down in Kent. And we could tinker pots and pans and knives wherever we went. We were camping down the Gower one time, the work was mighty good. She wouldn't wait for the harvest, I thought we should. I said to her, let's settle down and get a few acres dug. With a fire burning in the hearth and babies on the rug. She said, oh man, you foolish man, that surely sounds like hell. You might be lord of half the world, you'll not own me as well. She was a rare thing. fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child. She was running wild. She said, so long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. You wouldn't want me any other way. We was drinking more in those days, and our tempers reached a pitch. Like a fool, I let her run away when she took the rambling itch. Last I heard, she was living rough. Back on the Derby beat, a bottle of White Horse in her pocket, a wolfhound at her feet. They say that she was married once to a man called Romany Brown, but even a gypsy caravan was too much like settling down. They say her roses faded, rough weather and hard booze. But maybe that's the price you pay for the chains that you refuse. But she was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. And I miss her more than ever words can say. If I could just taste all of that wildness now. If I could hold her in my arms today, I wouldn't want her any other way. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing, and I miss her more than ever words can say. If I could just taste all of that wildness now, if I could hold her in my arms today, I wouldn't want her any other way.
I can't even hear you.
Und now he plays a song.
Und now he plays a song. Of course. Jawohl, mein Freund. You need to speak up and you talk to me. I've got one good ear, and it's on my dick.
The one good ear on your dick?
Yeah. These two ears, they are damaged with the playing of the cymbals.
Husky Dutch.
When I see you bathed in moonlight.
Let's try it one more time.
When I see you bathed in moonlight.
Nope.
No.
Chuck Testa.
Chuck fucking Testa. Keep going.
Now if he plays a song, yeah?
Yeah. Now if he plays a song.
Oh, fuck you, Ruski Douche.
The song needs playing, yeah?
There's two songs.
You do the Ruski Douche dance for me?
There's two things I know as a Ruski Dutch. A Ruski Dutch knows when to joke. A Ruski Dutch knows when to be serious. I'm also part a Jew. They call me Ruski Dutch the Jew.
Did you imprison yourself and then rescue yourself from a concentration camp?
Yes, the Ruski Dutch, imprisons himself in a gulag. It's a concentration gulag. You ever seen Fiddler on the Roof?
You
ever seen Fiddler on the Roof? German. That is what I am. Fiddler on the Roof, German. I am the Luthier on the Roof. That is what. I'm also Francophone. I am the Ruski Dutch Jew that has a French grandfather. The Ruski Dutch Jew. Merci beaucoup. Man. I'm also Jamaican. It was a big shocker to my family.
And now you're Italian.
No, you just do all of them together and you get Italians. That is where the Italians came from. Did you not know? Italy is formed on the back of the Ruski Dutch Jew Jamaicans. From France! That is, I am the French, Ruski, Dutch, Jamaican. We have latkes and weed.
This reminds me of the character my wife and I were just talking, and I'm like, I am the Southern Sexual Minister. I am here to meet your spiritual sexual needs. And I couldn't hold the accent ever. It kept devolving.
I'm directions. Here to meet your spiritual sexual needs. We'll go in quest for the spirits and the pot of fucking gold.
You making fun of the pot of fucking gold there, boy?
Oh, the pot of gold. This is a fun little sketch we can put on the podcast right.
That's
here. The first time I learned how to do an Irish accent, my Irish accent's not very good, but the first
fair the most.
Oh, thank you. The first time I learned how to do an Irish accent, I was taking voice and speech, and I was taking acting one at the same time.
Right, and there you.
Right. So we had to learn a monologue for both, and since I was in both classes, I used the same monologue. So this is how I learned my Irish accent. I know that virtue to be in you, Brutus, as well as I do know your outward favor. It's from Julius Caesar.
Yes.
Sure it is.
There, see, the torrent roared, and we did buffet it with lusty sinews, throwing it aside and stimming it with hearts of controversy.
And everyone knows Horatio cannot do an Irish accent.
An Irish accent.
Go on, Horatio.
No. Go on.
Go on, no. Horatio. Sure, we're all Horatio. Doing it. All the cool kids are doing
I
it. I
do an Irish accent.
That was Scottish.
All right, go on. Give her another go.
I cannot do it.
There was once the beer side scoundrels were playing a drinking game, and we said Horatio had to speak in an accent for the rest of the night.
And we chose Irish.
And yeah, we chose Irish.
No, you had to choose a new accent.
Yeah, we had to choose a new accent, and we chose Irish. And he came with
Jamaican,
Indian, Jamaican. Little
oh
bit
boy, oh, we can do this, yeah.
What say we sing "Dirty Slow" now, shall we?
How about that music that we were supposed
but
to
But don't
be
you love me accent?
Aye.
Don't I love your accent? You sound Dutch now. That's a new one.
I don't think we've heard that one before.
Don't you love the accent that I'm doing for you? It's an Irish accent.
Dutch Irish.
Oh, shut your gob. Shut your gob, you tit.
So Dutch Irish, Irish is spelled with like 17 I's, right?
Yeah.
And a few A's.
And a Z for good measure.
I'm from IRR Bork Bork Land.
Beauty, 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 don't you know?
My name is Stellan Skarsgård. That was rude. That man's a brilliant actor. I'm sorry, Stellan, if you're listening to this. If you're listening to this, why the fuck are you listening to this, Stellan Skarsgård? Go get another role, all right? This is the last thing you should be listening to.
I have tears running down my face. I don't know what accent they're in.
What? You're crazy.
All right. Shall we do this now?
3 weeks ago, you and some other assholes...
When I see you bathe in moonlight, my eyes go straight down to your tits.
Boobies.
I wanna put my lips right down on them and go. For tonight is the night when I took to Viagra. Oh, tonight I'm gonna fuck you till you're sore. Yes, I will. Oh, tonight is the night we're gonna do something special. Maybe anal, maybe more. Hey, babe,
let's light some candles.
Horrible spice.
Put on some Barry Manilow.
Copacabana.
I know you like that shit, and I wanna bust a nut. So I'll let you.
I love you so. For tonight is the night when I rubbed out the quick one. Oh, tonight I'm gonna fuck you till you're sore. Yes, I will. Oh, tonight is the night we're gonna do something special. Maybe bondage. Like that, you whore.
It's time to get on that bed.
On that bed.
Get down and give me head.
Suck my teeth.
I won't even complain if your teeth hurt.
Well, not much anyway.
It's time to rut like pigs.
Oink, oink.
And baby, eat my sausage.
It's kosher. Smoke
that bowl until I smack you across the head.
That's a mushroom tattoo.
Hey, what you doing with that strap on?
What?
Oh, holy shit.
Come on, baby, let's slow down.
You're not Uncle Freddy.
Can we at least discuss the proper use of lube? Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Guess I'm the bitch now.
And she said, well, tonight is the night when you need no Viagra. Oh, tonight I'm gonna fuck you till you're sore. Yes, I will. Oh, tonight is the night you get a taste of what it feels like. Are you crying? Man up, you whore.